of us, Anna and me, Constanza, and we decided to go a little bit, not away, but something different, not exactly jewelry, but it is body related. So today we're going to talk about masks. And of course, like nowadays in everyone's mind is this mask we use kind of because of Corona. But we want to start like with something else. So like what you would think when you say masks in, I don't know, 2019, maybe.
Well, today I would say medical and protection, Corona. Yeah. I mean, COVID-19, that's the first thing that comes. But maybe a year ago,
would have been different. Yeah. And also the internet is different because while I was doing research for this episode, I had to kind of specify what kind of masks I was trying to research or that I mean, you know. So in general, when we talk about masks, or masks are a form of disguise. Like they hide the identity of a person and establish another being. So you become something else when you wear the masks. And but it has this like very interesting dichotomy of hiding and revealing the personalities or the mood. So you hide yourself, but at the same time you show something because you're free to show, because you're covered. So yeah, there is like that double standard or double thing happening. And well, it is also important to say that masks are a lot of time used as part of a costume. So they complete this new identity, you know, like in carnival or Halloween or even in rituals, like you would use a costume or you put on this costume and the mask will complete this new identity and you become someone else or something else.
But I think we can maybe begin talking about how the mask was first used in this realistic, oh my God, this is ritual. Practice, then we can talk about a little bit of that and then go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, obvious. I mean, we were kind of trying to see, because it's a very, very big topic. So and this is only a short episode. So we will kind of give glimpses of mask and what happens in this world. And maybe we will revisit this topic later on when we're all together and make a longer episode about it.
Yes.
Go into some specifics. Yes. But when we were researching this ceremonial masks, it is very interesting that it's not only about the object being worn, but there are like stages to it. So it is very important how it is made, which of course for us was super interesting as makers. Yes. No, so there is kind of not everyone in traditional ceremonial masks, not everyone is allowed to make them. So there are special artisans or shamans or like people who have not only the ability as a handcraft, but also the spiritual ability to make them. And there are rules that have to be, or rituals that have to be followed in the making of the mask. And even certain tools have to be used, like the tools hold power. So, and you have to use the tools in a specific way. So there are all these important things when you're making them so that the mask can be used in the ritual, that it has this power or a spiritual connection to the other world. And
that's why it makes sense. Yeah. I mean, this person has a higher rank in the hierarchy of the people of the tribe or culture. Mm-hmm. So if you are channeling something from above, something higher, of course it cannot just be anything. And also it has this narrative sense. It's a character that you're making. It's something that you are communicating that that character is, I don't know, someone or a thing that has a history sometimes, or has a powerful, not powerful, but has a power that he wants to
channel.
Yes, to bring to the wearer. Mm-hmm. Or even that, the wearer is not the nothing. The wearer is just like a body, and the spirit comes, and this specific spirit will do the whatever it has to be done, like frightening evil spirits or bringing mm-hmm. a good harvest or hunting stuff. So even I don't know.
Yeah, but also it has to be said that not everyone can wear the mask. You also have to be important or powerful enough, or kind of like, not everyone has the strength or, of course, the rank to use the mask.
It's an honor, actually, too.
It is.
Because they also symbolize, they are part of passage rites, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where, I don't know, weddings or life stages, like mm-hmm. men become woman. Oh also, my god.
Also
boy become man, that's mm-hmm. what I meant. So also that's why men are mostly common, or if not all men, or my god, my English is better. It's not, oh fuck. My English is not good today, that's what I meant. Okay, I'm really sorry for all of this
swearing.
I just did once. Okay. I'm sorry, but
usually men are the ones using the masks and rituals or ceremonies. It's almost always, there are very few times or in cultures where women do that.
Yeah, except for carnival.
Except for carnival, yeah.
But the only example that we saw of Jesus Christ, please correct me on my English today. The only example we saw of women wearing masks was in the medieval times.
Oh, and it's just, I would have preferred not to find that example. It is awful. So basically, the masks were used as punishment. So it was a way to kind of punish and correct the bad behavior of the wives. So, I don't know, like if the wife was a gossip, they would put the mask with like a tube, like it had this long tongue to the outside, but also a tube that goes inside of the mouth so that they cannot talk. And sometimes it had spikes, so it would hurt. And it was either like in public display, like in the city center, you know, in the plaza. Or they could have her at home kind of chained and using that mask. And I'm like, why?
Yes.
Men are the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Medieval times, not the time to be for a woman. No,
they loved tortures.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I found fascinating how can they be creative imagining torture devices for, yes. I mean,
the Iron Maiden. Oh my God,
yes. But not only that, there are so many others. There's even museums only with these things. And sometimes I have this morbid curiosity to just see.
Yeah, but I get it. Oh like, my God. What did we invent? Maybe that's a topic for another small episode, because, come on, torture devices are also body related in the worst way possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically
do it until today. I mean, high heels, I'm sorry. High heels are super nice and super fashion, but come on.
They're torture devices for women.
Yes.
They are the new mask with the spiky tongue to the inside.
Contemporary one. I don't know. Okay, but back to the masks and women wearing it. Carnival. Oh, yeah, we can, before carnival, talk about the theaters, because I found so interesting the theater masks and how also they can tell so many things. I mean, they are also characters. Mm-hmm. They also have these characters. Each mask has this symbolizes something, or a story, or a person, mm-hmm. or even like an idea of a person sometimes.
Yeah, so, like this specific character with a backstory that always is repeating, you know, and different things.
It can change a little bit here and there, but basically, mm-hmm. that's what they
meant.
The
mask already tells a lot of information about the character.
Yes, exactly. And I found really interesting of the Korean theater, I think, mm-hmm. yeah, how they have these, and they are always, the traditional ones, I think, they are always talking about social critic. They're always criticizing something like the government or an aristocrat. Mm-hmm. So it was very interesting. Also, the China thing about the colors, I didn't know that. Each color symbolizes something, and in the mask is also
communicating.
Yeah, like golden is heaven. So everything that is golden, it's like heavenly made or coming from higher power, and of course the red is something very noble, something very important, but in this also oh my god, so weird to
like traditional sense.
Yeah, it's the red is the color of power, but this is important. It means good things. It means it has an opposite to the white. The white is the color that is neutral and that it's not good sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's actually super interesting because it changes from culture to culture.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. In the China theater, it's very nice.
Yeah, actually, when we talk about this reenactments, we were talking before about this, but I find it very interesting when you have kind of this coming together of two aspects of like fighting. Because, of course, you also use masks in war, like to channel a spirit or to scare your adversary, even face paint, but also masks. But to have this combination of theater or like this play and reenactment and fighting in the Mexican wrestling, like in the luchadores, because they have also the masks, but they have this character, like when they put on the costume and the mask, they become this character who always has a backstory. And it is, you're either a hero or a villain. And so the fight kind of always is telling a story. And of course, there is this brutal macho, like just fighting thing. You can enjoy it because of that. But also there is this whole story that they're telling and playing for you to see, and kind of it's fake but real, and it's a character, it's not the real person. They take off the mask, they're someone else, and like that each luchador comes with this backstory.
It's a theater. It's like the Greek one. You're sad and you're happy.
Yeah, like drama and tragedy, like comedy
drama.
And tragedy.
Exactly.
So it's kind of, I find it very interesting that it is a big difference to the, I don't know, this American wrestling, because they don't use masks. And by using them, they become a different person completely. They are someone else with a different backstory, with a different everything, and that's what makes it also very special, you know. And we were talking about like different uses for the mask, and in rituals, and there are very creepy ones. Not creepy, but they look creepy, like the funeral masks. You know, like they're masks that are made kind of to channel a spirit or something. But yes, these ones are like a copy or recreation of the person who died. So you're either buried with it, or it is kept as a
memento
for the family to kind of, they can honor you as an ancestor or something. And but yeah, there are a lot of tombs kind of found where the person a lot of time like mummified or something, or have like the skeleton, it's like with a mask on top, and you're like, oh, okay, so this is happening now.
It's a certain spiritual world, but it's different. It's not like you're making a ritual, you're participating in a ritual for something, to celebrate something or to ask for something, but you're you're not channeling mm-hmm. any higher being. You're just making this face Also, like the ancient Egypt?
Egyptians?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. This maybe I well, whatever. Let's not talk about...
No, let's
not complain anymore. So the Egyptians would have the masks for being recognized and led to the other world, because the face changes when you die, obviously, and the mask would be this way of being recognized, so you maintain your identity that you had in the
actually super interesting, because I mean we were talking about you having this new identity when you put on the mask, that you become someone else, and here in the funeral aspect, your body is changing, so you need the mask to
keep it,
to keep your own identity, to kind of preserve yourself. Yeah. And wow, I'm mind blown. That's very interesting.
But actually, when I was researching for it, I also was very interesting how the mask can cloak it, can hide your identity, and at the same time can maintain it. Mm-hmm. Like in Carnival, for example. Yeah. Come on, Carnival mask means freedom, because you are impersonating something else, so you have the freedom to do whatever you want, you know?
Because it's not you anymore.
It's not you,
and you can say later, oh, but that was not me.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, and then the next day you're safe, because come on.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to know it was you. You were wearing a mask. That's why criminals use it.
Yeah, well, there's that, no?
Yeah, like, well.
To cloak your identity, but also kind of give yourself the freedom to do what you would not do if people would recognize you, which is, has somehow wrong that you don't have that freedom, but on the other hand, understandable that you say, well, I cannot express myself like I would like to, because of the fear of what society would say. So I give myself that space. In using this mask, I can have this freedom, which, of course, it's very nice, but at the same time gives kind of the space for criminal activity.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing. That's the... I mean, if it's something harmless, like in Carnival, if you drink too much or if you kiss the wrong person or something like that, then
but
it's
also
kind of acceptable. But
but I think it is also, I mean, society evolves. So what we would think as innocent now could have been not innocent before. And kind of we evolve as a society, but sometimes slower as individuals. So now it is not criminal, but at the time it would have been. So I think it kind of gives you freedoms you wouldn't have in a general society. So that's cool. And of course, when you're talking about Carnival, I have to think about the Fiesta of La Tirana in Chile. It's in north of Chile and sometimes of some parts of Peru and Bolivia also. So it's this carnival type thing that's celebrated in summer, and it is 10 days of celebrating Tirana and having like processions through the streets and big party, and it is a mix of kind of this pagan indigenous tradition and a Catholic church celebration of the Virgin of Carmen. So it's a very weird combination, but it works, and it has sense. But it is basically they go through the streets and have dances, and it's a whole thing. And they wear these devil masks, and they dance, and it's kind of very performative. And it is a way of kind of showing this fight between good and evil, but at the same time using the mask to scare the evil spirits and the demons away, because you yourself are kind of scary because you're wearing this devil mask. And it's very colorful and super beautiful. We will be posting some pictures of it.
Yes, for sure. Because there is something so interesting about this concept of mask, and also this idea of character. I just now came to me how strong it is in all cultures. Mm-hmm. How we don't just do masks for concealing. They are representative of something, of a character. Yeah. All of them. And you know, when you just saw this, and then I was, oh my God, that's true. Yeah. I mean,
it is so obvious.
It's not just a mask. Yes, it's not just a mask. Because even in this party, this event that you're talking, mm-hmm. this festival that you're talking about, and I was also remembering there's something similar in Brazil and in Portugal where religion takes also these characters, once again, these personas, and put them into masks, and it's all over. It's a repetitive cycle. It's in all cultures we see the same thing, and it's really interesting. And I don't know, I don't know. I'm just saying because it just came to me, and I was,
yeah.
Oh my God, we don't change that much.
No.
We change, thank God, but we don't change that much. I mean, thank God because of the women punishment. Can you imagine?
Oh, come on.
That we still would use, me as woman, I cannot see myself.
In medieval times, they would have killed me.
Yeah, me too.
So quick.
Just because we talk a lot.
Yes.
And high. We would be witches. We would be wearing these punishment masks all the time. Can you imagine that?
No, they would have killed us like long before. Come on, we have opinions. That is not allowed. Anyway.
Oh my God, so, yes. Yeah, but still today we see the in Venezia carnival masks. They have the ones that you have to hold with your mouth.
I think
because of the character.
Yeah.
And you cannot talk.
That would not be my mask.
No, me neither.
No.
No, I can't. No.
But talking about this medieval times and then later, in the time of the plague, we have this very, and here we go to a more less ritualistic and more medical mm-hmm. Sort of mask of the plague doctors with this very long bird-like look to them, like on the face. And so doctors would use it because they thought they would protect themselves from the plague, and then they can go to see the patients. And you said no, like...
Yeah, because they are long like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I read, of course, but I can imagine that makes sense. But they are long like this because they kind of make an environment inside a mask. And they also would put some flowers, good smell, flower scents on the inside this beak. The beak, right?
Yeah.
So that the doctor, the one that was using it, would not smell the... smelly odors of
putrefact,
exactly.
Smell of
so they
dying
create
people.
An environment that would protect themselves from this. Yeah.
Well, and they also thought that you only breathe kind of like would breathe the air that's next to you, so somehow it would protect them, which we know now it's not true, but it's kind of the beginning of medical masks that evolved, on and on. To what we were today, and to the masks we are now kind of
so can you imagine
to wear
so can
everywhere
I mean, can you imagine that it came from ritualistic purposes to war things, to protect you light from the light, from harm, from also to scare, to hide your identity, to for you to do shady stuff, and then comes to a medical purpose where you have the oxygen mask, it saves lives, you know.
Yeah.
And then you have the toxic, the gas mask also for toxic gases, the mm-hmm. one from the war.
Yeah.
Until this one nowadays that we are wearing because we have to because of the COVID, the epidemia, and so mm-hmm. on, and how we are turning these masks also into something else.
Yeah,
it's
so nowadays masks are very much about medical use and protection in a medical sense, not in a spiritual sense, you know. So kind of this how it evolves. Or it is masks in a like criminal use, you know. Like it's funny. Like of course you're reading now on the internet, and then there was this meme about You know, a year ago, you would have been in trouble to go into a bank or into the, like, you know, a store wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, they would kick you out if you go without it. Yes. So it's, you know, how quickly everything is changing and how we are adapting to it. It's interesting. So, I mean, of course, there is a lot more to say about masks. And I think later on and in later seasons, we can
talk more
about it, go more specific into some aspects because it's fascinating.
Yeah. And it's a topic now. It's a thing now. I mean, we are wearing masks. We are thinking masks all the time. Sometimes we go out. Me personally, it's like, oh my God, I have to take my mask. It's like, it's worse than jewelry because you cannot live. I can live without the earring, but I cannot live without the mask. So
because it's mandatory.
Yes. So, and we are always also changing it and trying to work on it. The other day when I was on the street, I saw many kinds of different masks, people with the patterns or people with the smiles or people with something writing on the mask, so many.
To make it more yourself, exactly. To show more your identity in this very uniform thing that everyone has to wear it. They all have a little bit the same form, but then you make an effort to make it yours.
Yeah. And we cannot say that it's not jewelry because nowadays everybody, and I've seen a lot of masks with pearls, for example. Yeah. So,
or stitching and stuff. Yes. It's very beautiful, so, I think.
So, I don't know, they become alive. I think that's the purpose of masks for all times. They become alive, they become mm-hmm. something else, even if it's you as well. Yeah, I think that's something that we can end our episode here.
Yeah. And saying, even though having to wear them, it's annoying and the worst, but since we have to, it's
make the nice, best of it.
Yeah, make them beautiful so you feel represented by them and
that's true.
Make your own thing.
I think this is it. Thank you so much for listening, but I will just send a message also. Check our Instagram because we are always posting pictures, everything related to what we are talking about. So if you like it, you can just comment, send mm-hmm. us a message, talk to us. We are very not shy people. So we are going to love to talk to you because, that's what we want. So
some feedback.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, we will be posting now a lot of pictures of masks. So check out the jewelry fort.
Yes, thank you so much.
Bye.